It's the Thursday Night Market in downtown Chico every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Located in the heart of downtown Chico, including special events, activities, and entertainment in the Chico City Plaza. Farm fresh produce, fresh cut flowers, herbs, and locally prepared foods. A variety of music and performances from hip-hop to hula, jazz to alternative rock. A kid zone in City Plaza with balloons, inflatables, and other family-focused entertainment. Downtown shops and restaurants that are open late and ready to serve. Every Thursday night in downtown Chico.
Ugh. What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
A lot of financial service companies say they're unique, but only Thrivent Financial blends faith, finances, and generosity. We want to change a Christian's relationship with money so you can use your money to strengthen your family, your churches, and your community. If you think this sounds revolutionary, you're right. If you're intrigued by our mission, let's have a new conversation about money. Call Daniel Cluis, your local financial advisor, at 530-321-4059. That's 321-4059.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Happy Monday! This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And every Monday, I am live. The beat on this song always makes me want to kind of bop my head and dance a little bit. It sure puts me in a good mood on a Monday. So before I get started, I need to tell you a little something. This coming Thursday at Thursday Night Market, we will have a booth. The KKXX radio station will have a booth. Our station manager will be there and various Chico Now and other hosts of different shows that we have here locally are coming down to spend a little time at our booth and meet you guys. I will be there sometime around 7-ish until the end at around 9. I think we start taking everything down at 9. I see clients at 5:30 every day. Well, if I have someone booked, I have about 3 5:30 clients right now. So there's about 2 openings. And so I cannot be there at the beginning of Thursday Night Market because a lot of people taking a break from work is a hardship to come and get marriage counseling or family counseling or their own individual therapy. They don't want to tell their boss, hey, I'm going to take a regular break at this time every week, and it's an hour session, so I'll be taking an hour and a half lunch to accommodate commute time. So well, it's not quite an hour. Therapeutic hour is actually 50 minutes. So I make sure that I just start my day a little bit later. I sleep in the mornings, and then I see people all the way up through the 5:30 hour, so we're done around 6:30 or 7, so that folks can have their time with their families if we're doing family sessions and they can't get everybody together in the middle of the day when the kids are at school and they're at work. I just like to accommodate folks, and I love my job. So I will be down at Thursday Market sometime around 7-ish, plus or minus, once I find parking and I get down there. And I know last year Vince Haney was at most of the time things that we did, and I have a feeling a couple other of our guests hosts will be coming down. We have a few local shows that we air on Saturdays, and I don't know if those folks are coming. There's a gal and a guy, the two do different shows. But I would like to encourage you to stop by and say hello, because all we do is talk into a microphone. We have no idea. I right now am just pretending like maybe one or two people are listening. Maybe there's more of you. I don't know. So just stop by and tell us hello and that you listen to the show, and maybe if you liked something about the show. Or we all can take constructive criticism if you'd like to see something differently or changed or added. We'd love your input. I would, at least. All right, so that's this coming Thursday. So if today is the 18th, that makes it 19, 20, 21, May 21st. come on down to Thursday Market. We will be on 4th and Broadway. Another little something that is happening is that there is, and my guest tomorrow is Pastor Robert Guthrie, and they have a house for pregnant homeless women. And the pregnant homeless women can have children. There was a place up in Northern California where I lived in Redding for all my life until recently. And there was a place in Cottonwood called Christ's Eternal Love. And that, their insurance didn't allow them. And it's been a few years, but at the time I was there, their insurance didn't allow them to accommodate people who have children or have that need to bring their child with them. So if they're homeless and pregnant and there's no need for child, then they could go there. But this one here in Chico does have the right insurance. And if you have a child and you're pregnant and you're homeless, then this is a place for you to be able to go. So listen to tomorrow's show with Pastor Robert Guthrie. He is on fire. That guy is really excited to be doing this. We taped it already today, and he is full of passion. So listen in. Tell us what you think. Tell people that you know about it. Spread the word so we can get the women out there who need that help. We can get them the help, because it's new. And if we don't know about the resource, we can't access it. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about family of origin issues and how our families of origin, the families we grew up in, affect our marriages today. Listen in. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I'll talk to you in a moment.
This is Buzz Beattie. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
You like Miguel?
Maybe.
He has nice eyes.
He does.
And a nice smile.
Yes.
But he doesn't have...
What?
A driver's license.
Oh.
Of course, Jose is also nice.
Yes.
And he's very smart.
If you turn 18 and don't register with the Selective Service System, you can't get a license in most states. Register today at sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Down there was only you and me. And without you, I can't be. You're the universe.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And every Monday we're live, and the episode is called Helping People, because that's what I do. I help people. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. If there's anything that we talk about on this show makes you think, oh, I need some help, I need to talk to someone professionally, I want you to make sure that you know that the show is not a substitute for therapy, but rather it is a catalyst to get you thinking and talking and to give you some skills and insights into ways that you can live your life more joyously. So one of the things that I would like to talk about today is family of origin issues and how they influence our marriages. And this is really a topic that affects new relationships. While existing, established, seasoned relationships, it's still good to look back at what are the things that influenced me in my marriage that I brought into my marriage from my family of origin, and what are the things that my significant other brought into the marriage from their family of origin, and how are those things positive and they benefited us, and how did I contribute during those days to the added strife? And then looking at ways that you have overcome and blossomed all of those years since then. But new relationships aren't quite able to get there. They just haven't had that experience within the relationship. And I've been working with a lot of folks lately who are in newer marriages. And I just thought that would be a topic today that would be helpful, especially as the seasons change and spring comes. It just feels like a new beginning. Every spring feels just like a fresh new beginning, almost like it's New Year's Eve all over again, but with sunshine instead of coldness. So what is a family of origin? Our family of origin is the family we grew up with when we were children. Our moms and dads and our siblings and our aunts and uncles and all of the rituals and traditions and ways of doing things that we did as children. So did you guys get up early on Saturday morning and do chores? Or did you get up and lounge around and watch cartoons? Or did everyone just kind of sleep in? Or did you get up and go out in the town and get errands done? And everybody has a different way of doing things, just Saturday mornings. So if we take all the different little pieces of all of the ways that we do all of these little things growing up and who that makes us. So then when we become adults, we leave the house for the first time, or we've been out on our own for a while. We take all of the things that we enjoyed about our lives growing up and we accept those and we weave those into who we are and how we live our lives. And all of the things we hated. Maybe we hated doing Saturday morning chores first thing in the morning, and so we choose to get up and drink a cup of coffee and lounge around for a little bit before we get going on anything. That's what we've decided to adopt for our lifestyle. And we have all of these set into the way that we do them, and we have the reasons why we do most of them, and some of them we don't know the reasons why we do that. We just do it, and it feels right, and it feels good. And our life is pretty on track in that regard, right? We might have other goals that we're still working to meet, but those things we at least have knowledge and control and power over, and that's just the way we do them. But then we fall in love, and we get married, and we live with another person who has their family of origin traditions and routines and established ways of doing things. And theirs is, some of them mesh and they go really well, and that's what you liked about them. You really seemed to fit together while you were courting. And now you're married and it's a few months into it, and they have all of these little things that you just can't stand. Maybe you like that getting up in the morning and having your cup of coffee and reading a book and just relaxing and not getting in on chores right away. But your significant other just wants to get them done and over with while it's cool outside. And they just want to get it done, and they're running around the house doing those things. And you're just like, oh, calm down. This is a day to relax. And those little things add up. They do. They add up until there's tension and there's resentment and there's little snappy comebacks. And you're coming into my office saying, I don't know what is going on. This person is so annoying. And I just don't even know. I don't even know what to do now. It's just too much for me. Too many little things are adding up. Well, let's see what to do with that when we come back from this commercial break.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host of Chico Now, and we are back. We're talking about family of origin issues and how that affects new relationships. And we just got done talking about some common ways that our family of origin issues affect who we are as an adult now. And I'd like to start out this segment talking about ways that this can bless you and ways that it can hinder you and cause tension in your relationship. So let's go back to that scenario where you're drinking your cup of coffee in the morning and you're just trying to relax because you know if you get an hour or two to yourself in the morning on Saturday after a busy work week, you will have energy and vitality to tackle the rest of the day. But your significant other just wants to get it over with because they feel like if they can get all of those chores done in the first couple hours after waking up, they have the rest of the day to just enjoy. And they don't understand why you would want to waste those couple of hours drinking your coffee and relaxing when you could get it done and over with and then drink your coffee and relax afterwards. And you don't understand why they have to jump out of bed and get housework done when you just woke up. The morning is going to be gone soon, and you want to enjoy the morning while it's still here. And neither of you can understand why the other one does it. And even when you both explain your point of view to the other person, and the other person intellectually understands why you're doing what you're doing, they still don't like it. There's still tension. And they're still not necessarily the good, happy vibes that you had expected when you were going to marry the love of your life. This person was the love of your life. How can they be so infuriating on a Saturday morning? And they're thinking the same thing about you. So I think the first thing for you to do is remember that while you're sitting there so annoyed at them, they might be also sitting there really annoyed at you and thinking about, because you can't change them, you can only change yourself. You can't change anybody else. You can only work on who you are as a person and the behaviors that you're doing. So giving them some grace, saying, I don't understand why you're doing that, but as long as you can give me grace and love and allow me to do this without making me feel guilty, then I will give you grace and love and allow you to do that while you feel guilty. And then talking to each other about what you need. So what I need from you is I want to drink my coffee in peace and you want to clean the house and it is stressful for me when you're running around. So what can we do to compromise? How can we compromise? Maybe that means you drink your coffee in peace on the back patio while they do the housework on the inside. Or you drink your coffee in the living room while they work on the garage or the bedroom. So they're out of eyesight. You can't hear the rustling so much. So finding that common ground. And then also being self-aware enough to know that there are things that your significant other does that might benefit you. Maybe the things that they learned as children in their homes might be actually a little bit better than the things that you learned in your home. And then hoping and giving them the guidance that to have that same open mind about you. So coming to when your significant other is coming in and messing with what you're cooking, saying, hey there, this is the way I like to do it. I see that you have a way that you're doing it. And it makes me feel like you're infringing on my personal space. What is there something that we can do to make this a little bit more amicable? Because this situation is not working for me. And then talking about what they're doing and the what you're doing and the why you're doing it. And then coming up with that compromise. Okay, well, if I want help, then I'll say, hey, would you come help me? Or when you want to come in and help in the kitchen, you say, hey, I feel like coming and spending time with you. Can I help? And then I'll let you direct me into what I need to be doing. Instead of just walking into the kitchen, lifting lids, stirring the pots, etc. So that's an example of my actual life when I was a newlywed. My husband used to come in, and we didn't have the Saturday thing happen. We both like to just relax on Saturday mornings. That worked out. But he used to come in and just stir the pots. And so we had to find out a happy medium because we both had our own family of origin issues. So no matter who you are, whether you're a new couple, if you're a marriage and family therapist, you still have family of origin issues that you have to work out. Because we're humans. All of us are humans, and we're married to other humans. Good. goodness how the Lord did that, didn't he? All right, guys, my name is Jessica Wilkerson. You can find me online at jessicawilkerson.com or Chico Creek Counseling. Have a beautiful day.
You talk, we listen. Life Radio, KKXX, AM 930, FM 104.5.
Life can change in an instant, and it did for me. Like they say, accidents can happen. But in my case, I made the right choice by calling the law offices of Lawrence Peretz.
Larry spent over 20 years representing insurance companies, so he knows how they think, and he is the best equipped attorney to settle your case.
Trust me, I know.
Consultation is free. Call the law offices of Lawrence Peretz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Or you can find him online at northvalleylawyer.com.
The seven C's of history, creation. This is Ken Ham, a missionary to our evolutionized culture and church. The Bible could be called the history book of the universe. You see, it explains our origins, geology, fossils, different people groups, and even dinosaurs. When we start with the foundation of God's word, the world makes sense. Now, the Bible's history of our universe can be broken down into seven categories, starting with the letter C. Today, we'll briefly discuss creation. According to Genesis, in six literal 24-hour days, God created a perfect earth and universe, complete with fully functioning plants, animals, and people. They were created to reproduce according to their kinds. In this original world, there was no death, and it all happened about 6,000 years ago. That's the first C.
To learn more about how science confirms the Bible's teachings about origins, go to our website, answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.